Hello, and welcome to my little podcast where I talk about my journey through mental health as a Christian. So I wrote down some notes because I'm trying to be more organized, but I don't have a huge outline. But there's so much that I wanted to share with you about this topic. Nothing is happening. So the title of today's episode is Nothing is Happening. And I basically wanted to talk about when we face situations and we look at them because we're human and we see things through our human perspective and our human mind. It often looks like nothing is happening. But as Christians, we believe from the Bible that God is moving, He is working, and He really is never done with us because He who completed a good work will complete it till the end. So we know by that promise of His word that He is always working. I don't know if you have caught the show The Chosen. If you haven't, it's fantastic and I highly recommend it. But I watched the Christmas special over the holidays, and one of the things that really struck me in the Christmas episode, and I'll try not to spoil it in case you wanted to catch it, but we all know what happens in the Christmas story anyway. But one of the things that I loved about it was here is young Mary and Joseph in a stable about to birth the Savior of the world. And it, in the sense, it can seem from a human perspective like nothing was happening. Like, here is this massive event in humanity. I mean, massive. There's nothing really in humanity quite like the birth of our Savior. So it can seem like nothing's happening because here are these two people who are witnessing this, but like, it's not like there was a celestial event that was taking place. And of course there were, as they show in the episode, there was a celestial happening of angels that came to declare, and only the shepherds nearby saw this. So basically it was just the two people and the shepherds who knew that something was happening. It wasn't something, what I mean to say, global, okay? So it was very stunning to me to see that, wow, here is something major happening, but it seems in our humanity like nothing's really happening. And so often I feel that way. I know that He's working, but it feels like nothing's happening. Sometimes we've prayed for something for so long and it seems like nothing is happening. And it's just, it can be very disheartening. As I've mentioned before, this verse, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Or vice versa. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding. So there's many things that are happening in the spiritual realm, in the realities of our life in Christ that happen, but we can't really understand them to the full extent because of our humanity. I recently heard a labor story. This YouTuber that I sometimes watch for her health and wellness, she was giving her labor story, and I found it also interesting because She had made this plan for her birth story, her birth plan, and it went completely the opposite, basically, long story short. But she just kept saying in the weeks leading up to the birth of her child, she would try all these things, all these protocols to bring on labor, but nothing happened. And sometimes in my current situation, I feel like nothing's happening. I need God to bring a breakthrough. I've asked him for a breakthrough. I'm putting in my part, but there's nothing happening from a human sense. The Bible calls our enemy, the enemy of our souls, the prince of this world, Satan, the devil, however you want to call him, the father of lies. And he seeks to destroy, seeks to kill, and he roams seeking who to destroy and who to kill. And that could be not necessarily a physical kill, but he will try to render us ineffective. He knows if he can keep us at bay, that we can be ineffective for God's kingdom purposes. So often when it seems like nothing's happening, it's really sometimes the lie of the enemy to get us to say, you see, you're praying, nothing's happening. You see, you're praying, nothing's changing. You see, you're pressing in, but God's not doing anything. And these are lies, and we must take them captive to the obedience of Christ. I don't know in your situation what is something that you're facing, and I don't know what it is that you feel nothing is happening for. But I want to encourage you today that God is always working. He's always moving. He is always up to something. And we need to continue to press in. And we need to understand that sometimes the enemy wants to shake us up. And still, we need to press in. And still, we need to lean in to the Lord. As a little meditation for worship on this thought, last night in the middle of the night, I had another episode of middle of the night shaking. I was not thinking of anything. I just woke up and I was very disheartened because I have been doing all the things. I've been on my medication. I've been pressing in. Granted, it has been a while that that's happened. It's been about a month and a half. But it was discouraging nonetheless. And I was just reminded of this thought that nothing's really happening. And I knew that that wasn't actually true. I actually knew in my heart that God is making a way. And that even when I don't feel it, he's doing something. Even when I don't see it. Because there's realities, heavenly realities, eternal realities that we can access as believers in Christ because we've been given the Comforter and the Spirit of Truth, which is the Holy Spirit in us. And that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. The hope that we have is the hope of glory. And all the things that come with life in Christ, the life to come, all the eternal riches, all the true treasures that we can't perceive in our human understanding, they are being worked out in us and through us. So as a short little meditation, I thought of the song Waymaker, and I'll leave you with that meditation today for you to just believe in and press in towards. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. 'Cause you're the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Sing it with me one more time. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. Yes, that is who you are. That is who you are.